for the first time in the new year. And now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Hugging Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal? Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Happy New Year, Huggy.
Civil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug? What up,
what
man?
What the for a Happy New Year? The whole Get Fresh crew is here. Mr. Must Be Nice.
Yes, it is nice.
The woman Dear Abby goes to for advice. And the brother who can't sit through a movie without having to go pee at least twice. They don't call Jay the AARPOG for nothing.
Oh, man.
I miss y'all like those refs missed that call in yesterday's Dallas-Detroit game. Yes, sirree. Long time no see. Like those referees, y'all. I think I might have my first contenders in 2015, y'all.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I might call it. I may not. I've never seen someone pick up something so fast. Those refs picked that flag up quicker than a stripper with a Swifter during an All-Star weekend. Man. Quicker than a waitress bringing back big bills because she thinks you're going to be a big tipper. Hashtag, can I get change for that 20? Yep, those refs picked that flag up quicker than a mofo dropping a condom in church. Forgive me, Sybil, but no baby mama formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Did y'all see Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and fitness guru Chris Christie celebrating in the owner's box? Who knew Jake and the Fat Man was cool like that? And somebody needs to tell Chris Christie to never ever wear a red sweater in his rotund life. He was jumping up and down and spilling Kool-Aid all over the damn place. Jerry had to tell him, hey, Kool-Aid, chill out. That is funny to me. Well, the NYPD is still turning their backs on Mayor Bill de Blasio.
That's messed up.
I mean, shiggity, this time at the second officer's funeral, y'all. I guess the D in NYPD is for disrespect. And that disrespect has spilled over to Madison Square Garden. Did y'all know the New York Knicks have turned their backs on their fans? They're 5-31. They lost like 11 games in a row. Spike Lee has put his courtside booster seats on eBay. It's so bad I heard he was shooting a new movie called Knicks with an Attitude. Hey, did y'all see Jada Pinkett on the cover of the Shape magazine? Oh, my gossam. Hashtag shape the internet, Sybil. Jada's 43 and fine as she can be. Jada looks so good she'll make dating black women again your New Year's resolution. Yes, she will. Did y'all hear Sylvester Stallone about to come out with Rambo Part 5?
No.
He should name the movie The Unrecognizable Rambo. He has so much plastic surgery since Rambo 1, he's going to have to wear a name tag, Sybil. Yeah, congratulations to Damon, y'all. Y'all heard he got engaged?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what that meant back in the day, Jay.
What?
A brother needed some health insurance. We lost two brothers who definitely left their mark in history, y'all. First, the first black elected senator, Edward Brooks. Mm-hmm. Hope we don't get no flowers from Barbara Walters.
That would be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. And ESPN Stuart Scott, y'all.
Booyah.
It needs to be ESPN because Stuart Scott put his stamp on it, y'all.
Yeah,
now, every angel in heaven is saying booyah. He was a class act. Thank you, brother, for serving us up years of sports reports with a remix. Thank you, B-More. Thank you, Louisville. Happy 2015, y'all. Let's be better.
All right.